请我们翻到约翰福音。
Can we turn to the Gospel of John?
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一节
Verse 1.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
这道太初与神同在。
He was in the beginning with God.
十四节
Verse 14.
道成了肉身，支搭帐篷在我们中间，充充满满有恩典，有真理。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and
we
beheld His glory.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
约翰所做的见证记在下面。犹太人从耶路撒冷差祭司和利未人到约翰那里问他说：“你是谁？”
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?"
他就明说，并不隐瞒，明说我不是基督。
He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Christ.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
约翰回答说，我是用水施洗，但有一位站在你们中间，是你们不认识的。
John answered them saying, I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know.
就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。
It is he who coming after me is preferred before me whose...Sandal strap, I am not worthy to lose.
这是在约旦河外伯大尼约翰施洗的地方做的见证。
These things were done in Bethany beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing.
我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
We'll read this much.
我们还有点简单的祷告。
There's some simple prayer.
亲爱的主，我们还是把这些话带到你的面前。
Dear Lord, we bring these words before you.
只有你吹气在你的话语上。
Only when you breathe upon these words,
只有你的话一被你解开，就叫我们这些愚昧的人能够得着通达。
When these words are opened by you, then we who are foolish may understand.
我们今天晚上承认我们都是愚昧的人。
We confess to you we are all foolish, ignorant.
我们需要你开我们的眼睛。
We need you, Lord, to open our eyes.
但愿今天晚上因着你开我们的眼睛，我们更多认识你。
May this evening, because you open our eyes, we may know you better.
我们也许读了不知道多少遍约翰福音。
We have read the Gospel of John many.
但就在今天晚上
But tonight,
我们请你开我们的眼睛
May you open our eyes,
让我们真的认识你
That we may truly know you,
听我们在深处的祷告
Listen to our prayers,
靠主耶稣基督得胜的名
In Jesus Christ's victorious name
Amen.
Amen
我们都知道这一次在雪梨我们一共有四次的聚会
We know that this time in Sydney we have four gatherings
我们要专门看到内在生命成长的轨迹
We'll talk about the keythe pathway of the growth of inner life.
因为内在的生命就是属灵的生命。
Because this inner life is a spiritual life.
属灵的生命有一个成长的轨迹。
So this inner life has a growth pathway.
所以我们要从约翰福音来看那个轨迹到底在主面前在主里面是怎么成长的。
So we can see from the Gospel of John how this spiritual life can grow following that pathway.
我们昨天晚上特别说过
Last night we mentioned that
当我们的主要上十字架之前
Before the Lord gone to the cross
约翰为他做见证
John testified for him
使徒约翰为他做见证
The disciple John testified for him
也是圣灵为他做见证
And in a sense as the Holy Spirit testified for him
他既爱属自己属世界世间属自己的人
Since he loved those who are in the world
他就爱他们到底
Those who belong to him he loved them to the end
当初他爱他们所以呼召他们
Because he loved them, he called them.
三年半之久，我们的主与他们同住。
For 3.5 years, the Lord dwelt together with them.
那个爱是纯洁的爱。
And that love is a pure love.
那个爱是完全的爱。
That love is perfect love.
但是主说，他不只爱他们。
But the Lord said not only he loved them.
要爱他们到底。
He wanted to love them to the end.
现在主要离开了，怎么爱他们到底呢
？So how would the Lord love them to the end if he's going to depart?
现在我们主要回到父那里去，怎么说爱他们到底呢
？The Lord is going to be with the Father. How can he love them to the end?
结果主就安慰他们。
And the Lord comforted them.
因为他求父。
Because he asked the Father.
就另外赐给。 他们一位保惠师。
To send them another comforter.
我们的主在地上怎样是他们的保惠师
？How did Lord Jesus became a comforter to them？
怎样安慰他们
？How he comforted them？
怎样为他们辩护
？How he defend them？
这就是那位保惠师。
That is that comforter.
结果主要打发另外一个保惠师。
And the Lord will send another one.
要永远与我们同在。
To be with us forever.
而且要住在我们里面。
And dwell in us.
现在我们才知道
Now we know.
什么叫永远的爱呢
What does it mean, a love that's
什么叫爱到底的爱呢
How can you love to the end?
没有一样东西能分开我们
Nothing can separate us.
本来我们在外面做门徒
At first we are just outwardly become a disciple.
现在主升天以后
Now after the Lord ascended,
约翰能够在里面做门徒
John can now be a disciple inwardly.
所以约翰能做一个见证
So John can testify.
他爱我们的爱是到底的爱。
He loves us with the everlasting love.
所以感谢主。
Thank you.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem
不是另外一位保惠师。
Not just there's another comforter.
如果另外一位保惠师是他。
If that comforter is him himself.
有一个好消息。
There is a good news.
他来了就是我来了。
The comforter came. It means that I come.
原来他就是我，我就是他。
I and him, he was mine.
所以主说我不撇下你们为孤儿。
So that's why the Lord said, I will not desert you at orphans.
没有多久以后，你们要不再见我。
Not long afterwards, you will not see me.
但你们还要见我。
In a little while, you will see me.
到了那个时候
，That day,
你们要知道，我就在你们里面。
You will know that I'm in you.
前面不是说圣灵住在你们里面吗
？Then he said the Holy Spirit shall live in you.
圣灵住在我们里面，就是主住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit lives in us means that the Lord Jesus lives in us.
因为父在子里面。
Because the Father is in the Son.
子在圣灵里面。
The Son is in the Holy Spirit.
今天圣灵要住在我们里面。
And today the Holy Spirit must live in us.
所以这个路就变成里面的道路。
So this.Halfway now becomes the inward way.
这个生命就变成里面的生命。
And this life becomes the inner life.
这个生活就变成里面的生活。
This living becomes an inner living.
所以主老早就告诉我们做门徒。
So the Lord Jesus said to us,
怎么做的呢
disciple, how can you do it?
是不是像跟随孔子一样做孔子的门徒呢
It just, was it like, just like Confucius disciple become?
是不是像苏格拉底学跟苏格拉底一样做苏格拉底门徒
Or the disciples of Socrates?
不是的
No.
所以我们的主第一次遇见门徒是在伯大尼遇见。
So when the Lord first met the disciple, it was at Bethany.
那最后一次我们的主升到天上是在伯大尼的对面和门徒们说再见的。
So later on, he said goodbye to another, to the disciple at another Bethany.
所以你注意到吗
So can you see
我们的主特地选定什么时候第一次和门徒相会
The Lord chosen the place to be the first place of meeting with the disciple.
最后一次在哪里和门徒分手
And the last place where he will depart away from the disciple.
就是暗示我们，告诉我们说
To give us that
我们如果要做主的门徒吗
If you want to be the disciples,
不要忘记
Don't forget.
是从伯大尼到伯大尼。
It's from Bethany to Bethany.
那伯大尼什么意思呢
？What is Bethany?
伯大尼就是无花果无花果树无花果之家。
The Bethany is the house of the fig.
这个家里面充满了无花果。
So this house is full of figs.
不光是树。
Not just the tree.
如果讲到树，会讲到叶子。
If we talk about the tree, talking about the leaves.
这里根本不讲到树。
Here we don't talk about the tree.
只讲到最后的情形。
Talking about the last place.
你看见在只要在伯大尼就充满了无花果。
As long as you are in Bethany, there's full of figs.
但是我们都知道。
But we all know that.
每次讲的无花果。
When we talk about the figs.
我们以为无花果是不开花的。
We thought that the figs are without flowers.
但是讲的生命成长的轨迹。
But we're talking about the key of spiritual life.
一定是先开花后结果的。
We must say that there must be flower first, then bear fruit.
但主提醒我们。
But the Lord reminded us.
我们是从伯大尼到伯大尼。
We are beginning from Bethany and end at Bethany.
从无花果到无花果。
From figs to figs.
所以如果你要注意里面，你要注意那个成长的轨迹的话。
If you want to look at that pathway of growth.
你会注意到无花果不是不开花的。
We can see that the fig is not without flowers.
但是无花果不是在外面开花。
Because the flower is not outward.
无花果是在果子里面开花。
The fig actually has a flower within the fruit.
所以只有那些昆虫进到无花果里面采蜜的时候。
So only when the bees go inside the fig,
所以才能够见证整个无花果生命成长的轨迹。
Then you can testify of that pathway of the inner flowering.
所以这次我们的负担很清楚。
This time our burden is clear.
如果我们要做主的门徒，
if you want to be disciples of the Lord,
我们不一定在第一个世纪要见他。
Not only at the first century you must see the Lord.
我们不是非要到以色列去才能见到他。
We do not need to go to Israel before we can see the Lord.
今天在澳洲。
Today in Australia,
在纽西兰,
in New Zealand,
在中国,
in China,
在美国,
in America,
在巴西,
in Brazil,
不管什么地方,
whatever places we are in,
我们都能跟随他,
we can follow the Lord,
因为那个爱是永远的爱,
because that love is a love that is
forever. 那个爱是永远没有分开的爱,
it's a love that forever cannot be separated.
约翰就是个证明,
and John testified.
所以约翰回过头的时候,
so John looked back and said,
在圣灵的感动里面,
under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit,
他就把约翰福音给我们。
He given us John's Gospel.
他回忆到当初他第一次遇见主的时候。
He remembered the first time he met the Lord Jesus.
是下午四点钟的时候。
It was about afternoon 4 o'clock.
那么而且他记得是在约旦河外的伯大尼。
He remembered it was at Bethany outside of River Jordan.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
约翰已经是老人了。
John is an old man.
约翰已经快到100岁了。
Nearly 100 years old.
但他永远不会忘记。
But he can never forget.
他第一次怎么遇见他的主。
The first time, how did he meet the Lord?
他这个路是怎么开始的？
How did he begin that way?
很明显的从伯大尼开始的。
Clearly it's from Bethany.
然后有一天。
One day.
是一朵的云彩把我们的主接到天上去。
And there was a cloud that brought Jesus away.
那件事情是发生在靠近橄榄山的伯大尼。
And that happened at Bethany near Mount Olive.
自从那朵云彩把我们的主接走了以后。
And since that cloud took the Lord Jesus away.
也许几十年之内。
And for many years.
约翰很少不望天的。
There is very seldom that John did not look up to the heaven.
他知道说是那朵云彩把我们的主接去。
He knew that the cloud took the Lord Jesus away.
他祷告，巴不得有一天那朵云彩把我们的主带回来。
He prayed that the same cloud may brought the Lord Jesus back.
所以当他写启示录的时候。
So when he wrote the book of Revelation.
他第一章就说，看哪，他驾云降临。
He said, look and behold, here he comes with clouds.
终于那天被他等到了。
And one day he finally beheld the Lord Jesus.
所以约翰在写启示录最后一句话。
So the last word John wrote in Revelation.
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Lord Jesus, come quickly.
因为约翰已经住在主里面最少有差不多60年了。
Because John lived in the Lord Jesus for more than 60 years.
他跟随主不过是三年半而已。
He only followed the Lord Jesus for 3.5 years.
在跟随主整个的过程里面。
But in the whole process of following the Lord,
你看见他怎样经历主的同在。
We can see how he experienced the Lord's presence.
因为圣灵住在他里面。
Because the Holy Spirit lives in him.
就是主在他，住在他里面。
It is the Lord Jesus living.
他仍旧天天背起十字架来跟从主。
Every day he bear the cross in following the Lord.
也许像比像雅各一样是活得最短的。
It's like, or like James, he lived the shortest life.
雅各应该是他的哥哥。
James should be the older brother of John.
结果你看见很快在12个门徒第一个为主寻道的。
But we knew that among the 12, the first one to martyr.
许多时候我们觉得只要给我20分钟，只要圣灵充满20分钟，我就可以为主寻道了。
And some of us think that if we can be filled with the Holy Spirit by 20 minutes, we can die for the Lord.
但老约翰不是20分钟。
But John is not 20 minutes.
不是20个礼拜。
Not 20 weeks.
不是个20年。
Or 20 years.
他天天背起十字架来跟从主。
Every day he bear the cross and follow the Lord.
在所有跟随主的门徒，他是活得最长的。
Among all the disciples of the Lord, he lived the longest.
他的经历是最完全的。
His experience is most perfect.
所以他的确能够把里面生命成长的轨迹告诉我。
And therefore he can tell the secret of that inner growth.
所以约翰福音跟别的福音书都不一样。
So John's gospel is different to the other gospels.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为约翰是讲的太初。
Because John gone back to the very beginning.
还有一本书也是讲的起初，就是创世纪。
There's another book that talk about that. That was in Genesis.
但是约翰福音是比起初还要起初。
Because John's gospel actually begin from the beginning.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God.
然后2000年前道成了肉身。
And 2000 years ago, the word became flesh.
在变化山上，约翰说，我们也见过他的荣光。
And John said, on Mount Transfiguration, he beheld his glory.
在旧约，如果你要看见神的荣耀，你要到会幕里面去。
In the past, in the Old Testament, to see the glory of the Lord, you need to go inside the tabernacle.
你要到至圣所里面去。
You need to go to the Holy of Holies.
所以约翰说道成了肉身。
So John say, Word became flesh.
根据希腊原文是直达帐篷在我们的中间。
According to the original language, is tabernacle among us.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
如果他是帐篷住在我们中间
If he tabernacle among us,
约翰能说我们也见过他的荣光
And John can say we beheld his glory.
圣是独圣子的荣光
The glory of the only begotten of the Father.
所以全本圣经只有两卷书把我们带到起初去
So there are two books in the Bible brought us back to the beginning.
那么创世纪给我们看见起初有七天不是吗
And Genesis showed us that in the beginning there were 7 days.
第一天神说要有光就有了光。
First day the Lord said, let there be light, and there was light.
有晚上有早晨这是第一日。
There's a night, there's evening and morning, there's one day.
第二天
Second day.
一直到第七天。
Until the seventh day.
所以我想我们对于创世纪第七天非常的熟悉。
So we are very familiar with their 7 days of creation.
但是我害怕很多人不知道说约翰福音一开始也有七天。
But I'm afraid that people may not discover that the 7 days recorded in John's Gospel.
不过创世纪的讲的创造是旧的创造。
The Genesis talk about the old creation.
这个约翰福音所讲的是新造。
John's Gospel talk about the new creation.
所以你记得保罗讲这个讲过这个话吗
？Remember what Paul says.
他说受隔离不受隔离不紧要。
He says it's not important whether circumcision or not circumcision.
你作为一个犹太教徒一定要受隔离。
You are a Jewish, a Judaizer, you must be circumcised.
这是外面的手续。
That is outward operation.
做一个犹太教徒是完全外面的故事。
To be a Judaizer is only the outward form.
但是保罗怎么说呢
？But Paul said
他自己是受隔离的人。
He himself was circumcised.
他自己懂得犹太教的种种。
He knew all the various rules of Judaism.
他也知道什么叫做基督教。
He also knew what is Christianity.
他知道什么叫做福音。
What is the gospel?
福音和犹太教不同在哪里呢
？What's the difference between gospel and Judaism?
因为犹太教注意的是外面的。
Because Judaism concentrate on the outward form.
但是这些都不紧要。
But these are not important.
紧要的要做新造的人。
The important is to be a new creation.
旧的创造是外面的。
The old creation concerning the outward.
新的创造是里面的。
The new creation concerning the inward.
旧的创造是外面的世界。
The old creation about the external world.
新的创造是里面的世界。
The new creation is the inner world.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
很明显的
Very clear.
就好像无花果树在里面开花一样。
Just like the fig bear flowers within the fruit.
世人看不见。
The world cannot see it.
他们觉得这太奇妙了。
They say this is so amazing.
但是所有看见里面故事的人都明白这个世界是个真实的世界。
But those who saw that story, the inward part, know that this is the true world.
所以因着这个缘故
For that reason,
你看见旧造有七天
We can see the old creation got 7 days.
新造也有七天
There are 7 days of the new creation.
而且圣灵很准确的一天一天的指明给我们看
And the Holy Spirit show us day by day clearly.
那么到底哪一天算是第一天呢
So which day is that first day?
当你写日记的时候你怎么说这是第一天呢
When you write in your diary, how do you say that this is the first day?
在旧约很清楚的
Old Testament is clear.
神说要有光就有了光
God said let there be light and there was light.
有晚上有早晨这是第一天
There's morning, there's evening, that's the first day.
那现在我们要问
Now we must ask.
当约翰把我们带到起初
When John brought us to the beginning,
给我们看见新造的起初
to show us the beginning of the new creation.
最早主呼召这些门徒
So when God, when the Lord called his disciples,
弟兄姊妹，当然我们主就给他们看见新造的种种。
The Lord showed them the various form of the new creation.
所以也很自然给我们看这里有七天。
He showed us there are 7 days.
所以到底是哪七天呢
？Which 7 days?
我想我们稍微给弟兄姊妹点一下就可以了。
Maybe we can show you where that 7 days are.
那你记不记得圣经一开始就告诉我们说，这个犹太人就从耶路撒冷差祭司和利未人到约翰那里
？Remember that the Bible, the John's Gospel in chapter 1 say that the priests and Levites from Jerusalem were sent to him.
就问他说你是谁？
And ask him, ask John, who are you?
他明明告诉他们说我不是基督。
He confessed to them and said that I'm not the Christ.
然后这个时候，约翰就为主做见证。
And then John testified for the Lord.
所以约翰就回答说。
And John answered them.
我是用水施洗。
I baptize you with water.
但有一位站在你们中间是你们不认识的。
But there stands one among you whom you do not know.
明白吗？有一个人现在在场。
There's one now here.
有一个人不是明天才来到，不是。
He is not coming here tomorrow.
他已经与我们同在。
He is already with us.
不过有人眼睛是瞎的。
But many people are blinded to him.
有人看不见他。
They cannot see him.
约翰看见他。
John can see him.
那么为什么这些人看不见，不认识他呢？
How come they cannot see him?
因为这些人是被世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
Because these people have been blinded by the God of this world.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
So brothers and sisters, can you understand that?
这些人他们要问你是不是基督？
Very clearly they ask, are you the Christ?
那么约翰说我不是。
John the Baptist said, I'm not.
但是约翰无形中告诉他们说，基督就在我们的中间。
But then John said to them,He is here.
他们眼睛看不见。
But they cannot see him.
他们是殿里面的祭司，也是殿里面的文士。
They are the,
也是殿里面的利未人。
They are the Levites. They are the scribes from the temple.
他们对圣殿的种种都知道。
They knew all the outward forms of the temple.
但有一位明明在他们中间，他们不认识。
But now there's one clearly stand among them, but they cannot know him.
很明显，这些人有圣经的知识。
These people have the Bible knowledge.
但他们在黑暗里面。
But they are in the darkness.
不要忘记。
Remember.
要有光，就有了光。
God said, "Let there be light."
什么时候主在我们中间？
Whenever the Lord Jesus is among us,
什么时候光就来了？
That's when light will come.
所以我们算第一天、第二天、第三天的时候。
So when we count the first day, the second day, the third
day, 我们要问说什么时候神说要有光就有了光。
And we see that the Lord said, "Let there be light," and there is light.
那就是我们新造的第一天。
That is the first day of the new creation.
你记不记得保罗的故事？
Remember Paul's story.
他拿着大祭司的文书要去逼迫基督徒。
He has the letters from the high priest to persecute Christians.
结果呢，我们知道说他在还在大马色的路上。
But then on the way on Damascus.
后来他自己做见证。
He himself testified.
那吩咐从光里照出来那位神。
The one that called me from the light.Say to me,
照在我们的心里。
He shine his light in our hearts.
结果叫神的荣光能显在耶稣基督的面上。
That the light of God may manifest on the face of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那个故事是大马色的故事。
That is the story of the road to Damascus.
如果你问保罗，
If you ask Paul,
你是怎么得救的？
How did you get saved?
他一定告诉你说，
He must say to you,
那曾经吩咐光从黑暗里照出来那位神。
The one who called light to shine from darkness.
很明显的，保罗是引创世纪第一章里面的话。
Paul clearly are using chapter 1 of Genesis.
神说要有光就有了光。
God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
结果福音的光就照在保罗的心里。
So the light of the gospel shined into Paul's heart.
他从来不知道什么叫做神的荣耀。
He did not know what is the glory of God.
以赛亚、以西结只看见神荣耀的形象。
Ezekiel can see the glorious form of God.
所有的拉比最多能解释神荣耀的形象。
Or even the best rabbi can describe maybe the image of God.
Image of the glory of God.
Image of the glory of God.
但他们从来没有看见过神的荣耀。
But they never saw the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，现在保罗是个拉比，他看见了。
Now Paul is a rabbi, he saw it.
他怎么看见神的荣耀呢？
How did he see the glory of God?
原来神的荣耀是显在耶稣基督的面上。
Because God's glory is shine on the face of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他就蒙恩得救了。
And therefore he was saved.
一个小孩子刚刚生下来的时候，
When the child was born,
他能看见的是暗跟亮如此而已。
He can only see blurly the light and darkness.
但生命在他里面，
But life is within him.
没有多久以后，
After a short time,
他就看见一张的脸，
Then he can see clearly the face.
然后就在那张脸底下长大的。
And then he will grow up under that face.
那张的脸就是妈妈的脸。
And that face is the mother's face.
所以做父亲的不要生气。
So as father, do not be angry.
为什么人家庆祝母亲节呢？
Why do people celebrate Mother's Day?
因为他一生下来就在那张脸底下长大。
Because the child was growing up under the face of the mother.
那为什么庆祝父亲节呢？
Why do they celebrate Father's Day?
因为领带卖不出去了，所以只好庆祝父亲节。领带卖不出去了，所以。
Because they can't sell some of the tie, so they.Created Father's Day to celebrate.
所以生命的故事就是生命的故事。
So the story of life is the story of life.
一个在母亲的脸底下长大的。
A baby that was growing under the face of the mother.
和一个在孤儿院长大的孩子完全不一样。
Totally different to an orphan who grew up in the orphanage.
请大家记得。
Brother and sister,
如果保罗写日记的话。
If Paul wrote in his diary.
如果我们写日记的话。
If we write in our diary.
到底我们新造第一天怎么开始的。
How did we begin the first day of creation in our life?
神说要有光。
God said, let there be light.
福音的光就照在我们。
And the light of the gospel shines in us.
我们本来是瞎眼。
We were once blind.
现在我们看见。
Now we can see.
有晚上有早晨。
There's evening, there's morning.
这是第一天。
That's the first day.
有晚上有早晨，这是第二天。
There's evening, there's morning, there's another day.
所以明白吗？如果你问门徒们最早的七天。
If you ask the disciple, when is that first 7 days?
是怎么开始的?
How did that begin?
是从主的同在那天开始。
It began with the presence of the Lord.
哪里有主的同在，哪里就是天堂。
Where the Lord is, there is the paradise.
哪里有主的同在，哪里就是我们的开始。
Where the Lord is, there's where I begin.
哪里有主的同在，哪里就是我们生命的起点。
Where the Lord is, there's where the beginning of our journey of life.
所以明白吗？这是第一天。
So brother and sister, remember that's the first day.
因为说这个缘故，第二十九节。
And then in verse 29.
四日就是第二天。
The second day.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister, can you remember?
这里圣经讲的第二天是根据第一天的。
So that next day is the day after the first day.
第一天神说要有光就有了光。
The first day God said, let there be light and there was light.
因为我们主是真光。
And the Lord is the true light.
他只要站在人中间。
As long as he stands among men.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们如果是保罗的话，我们就扑倒在他的光中。
If we are Paul, we will bow down to that light.
那么现在呢，特别讲第二天的故事。
The second day story.
所以二十九节是讲的第二天。
The second day, the first 29.
这是新造的第二天。
That is the second day of creation.
那么耶稣约翰
New creation.
看耶稣来到他那里。
When John saw Jesus coming to him,
就说看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the whole world."
你知道说，今天这些话对我们没有感觉的。
Do you know that this word seems to have no impact in our life?
因为我们不是犹太人。
Because we are not Jews.
如果我们生在旧约的话。
If we were born in the Old Testament.
大家都知道。
We knew that.
如果我犯罪了怎么办呢?
If I sin, what do I do?
我要牵牛跟牵羊来。
I'll take a bull or a lamb.
那么牛跟羊果然献上祭了。
The bull and lamb will be brought to the offering as a sacrifice.
牛和羊也流血了。
And they will shed their blood.
然后圣经告诉我们，这牛和羊原来是为我们赎罪的。
And the Bible tells us these animals are redeeming us for the redemption of our sins.
那特别在旧约是用 atonement 这个字。
In the Old Testament, use the word atonement.
意思就是说，牛和羊的血能够替我们赎罪。
It is saying that the blood of the animal can atone for our sins.
但是 atonement 这个字在希伯来的原文。
But in the Hebrew language, in atonement,
什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
就是把我们的罪把它遮盖起来了。
It's to cover up our sins.
看不见了。
So that we cannot, our sin cannot be seen.
看不见我们的罪。
God cannot see our sins.
是因为羔羊的血。
Because the lamb of the blood.
但是问题在这里。
Not just that.
你我是看不见不错。
You and I cannot see it, that's right.
但是我们的罪还在那里。
But our sin is still there.
所以明白吗?
Can you see that?
所有牛和羊,旧约牛和羊的血能够遮盖我们的罪。
In the Old Testament, the bull and the lamb's blood can only cover our sin.
所以旧约是用 atonement 这个字。
So the word atonement was used.
这个赎罪这个字不像中国人所明白的赎罪。
So this atonement is different to the Chinese thinking.
这个圣经原文的赎罪就是把罪遮盖起来了。
So the original language is cover our sin.
所以你看见我们的罪都在牛和许羊的血遮盖底下。
So we can see that our sins are covered up under the blood of the animals.
但是整个旧约时代的人。
But the whole generation of the Old Testament people.
他们心中有一个问题。
In their heart, there is a question.
那个问题就是以撒的问题。
That is,Concerning the Messiah.
以撒的问题。以撒的问题。
Concerning Isaac.
那以撒问他父亲说。
Isaac asked his father.
羔羊在哪里呢?
Where is the lamb?
神的羔羊在哪里呢?
Where is the lamb of God?
整个旧约的时代。
The Old Testament all have been.
当主耶稣没有来到地上为我们钉十字架之前。
Before Jesus Christ came and died on the cross for us.
所有人的罪都是被遮盖的。
All the sin was just covered up.
只有神的羔羊来到的时候。
Only when the Lamb of God came.
看啊，神的羔羊要除去世人罪孽的。
He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the whole world."
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹
？So can you understand?
在整个旧约时代的人。
In the Old Testament.
他们献祭在献祭，献祭在献。 献祭。
They're offering of sacrifice after sacrifice.
到圣殿再到圣殿。
They go to the temple.
礼拜再礼拜。
Go to worship.
他们承认自己是罪人，自己是罪人。
They say we are sinners. We are sinners.
他们一直问问题。
They ask a question.
神的羔羊在哪里？
Where is the Lamb of God?
牛和羊我知道在哪里。
I know where the cow and the bull are.
但那个罪多把我的罪遮盖了。
But their blood can only cover up my sin.
什么时候神的羔羊能把我的罪除去呢？
When can the Lamb of God come to take away my sin?
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
So brother and sister, can you remember?
只要约翰起来做见证说，
John testified and said,
看啊，神的羔羊除去世人罪孽。
Behold, the Lamb of God took away the sins of the whole world.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
这就是人类的救主终于来到了。
That it means that the Messiah finally came.
所以明白吗？如果神要把福音的光为我们打开的话，
If God needs to open up the light of the gospel,
福音的光，第一道的光，
The first light,
就给我们看见十字架的故事。
Show us that story of the cross.
我们需要一位救主。
We need a savior.
因为在旧约，我们的罪不过被遮盖。
Because in the Old Testament, our sins were merely covered up.
现在人类的救主来了，要把我的罪除去的。
Now the savior of all mankind come will take away my
sins. 这是太好的消息。
This is good news.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你要认识新造的话，
If you want to know new creation,
你要知道整个新造的生活过程里面，
You must know that in the whole story of new creation,
我们永远离不开哥哥他。
We can never be away from Golgotha.
我们永远离开不了十字架。
We can never be away from the cross.
你没有毕业的时候。
There is no graduation.
十字架仍旧是古老的十字架。
That cross is still the old rugged cross.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Thank you.
给我们看十字架永远不会进步的。
That we can see that the cross will never let us be advanced.
科技会进步。
The science can advance.
我们看见福音是不会进步的。
But the gospel can never be advanced.
十字架是永远不会进步的。
The cross will remain old.
因为我们到今天我们还是罪人。
Because today we still remain sinners.
这里有个好消息。
But good news is.
那就是哥哥他主为我们所做的。
That in Golgotha, the Lord Jesus accomplished something for us.
看啊，神的羔羊除去世人罪孽。
Behold, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the whole world.
所以在新造的里面，
So in the new creation,
有一个认识是需基本的。
That is one fundamental knowledge.
那就是十字架的救赎， the redemption of the cross.
That is the redemption of the cross.
你就去全本圣经，
read the whole Bible.
你就发现说有一大部分的圣经是讲到十字架的救赎。
The big part of the Bible talk about that redemption of the cross.
但是这点是我们需要的。
It is something we need.
这个是主在2000年所做。
This is what the Lord Jesus accomplished 2000 years ago.
是个客观的事实。
It is the objective truth.
而且是个永远的真理。
And it's a truth that lasts forever.
所以你看，这是第二天。
That's the second day.
第二天我们就看见了十字架的救赎。
We can see the salvation of the cross.
但是不要忘记。
But remember.
第二天呢，还发生了还有另外一件事。
There was another thing happened.
所以一面约翰给我们看见，看那神的羔羊。
He said, "Behold the Lamb of God."
然后呢，他就做见证。
Then he testified.
他说呢，我曾经看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。
He said, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove."
我先前不认识他。
I did not know him.
只是那差我来的用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
But he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending, remaining on him, this is he who baptized with the Holy Spirit.
我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
And I have seen and testified, this is the Son of God.
一面你看见主是救主，是神的羔羊。
On one hand, you saw the Lord being the Lamb of God.
他所以是神的羔羊，因为他是神的儿子。
He is the Lamb of God because he is the Son of God.
你怎么知道他是神的儿子呢？
How do you know he is the Son of God?
所以不光是有哥哥他。
Not only that, it's Golgotha.
到了五旬节的时候，
On the day of Pentecost,
你看见圣灵从天就降下来了。
We can saw the Holy Spirit descending from heaven.
然后你看我们的主就把我们进城工作一个身体。
And the Lord baptized us into one body.
所以你注意到吗，弟兄姊妹？
So can you see that, brothers and sisters?
主不仅为我们上十字架。
Not only he went to the cross for us.
结果他也为我们从死里复活。
He also rise from the dead.
他也升到天上。
He ascended to heaven.
结果呢，他就把活水的江河从天上就倒下来了。
Then he poured upon us the river of water from heaven.
在天上那一端叫做浇灌。
He basically outpoured himself to us.
那么结果在地上这一端叫做受浸。
So while we are still on earth, we're being baptized.
所以我们要记得一件事。
Remember this.
我们知道说，我们知道说天和地能够连在一起。
We know that heaven and earth can be joined together.
那是五旬节的故事。
That was a story of the Pentecost.
自从五旬节以后,
Since the day of Pentecost,
圣灵就降下来了。
The Holy Spirit descended upon us.
圣灵就住在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit living in us.
所以要记得。
So remember,
我们一面讲哥哥他,
on one hand we talk about Golgotha,
我们一面也讲五旬节,
and then we talk about Pentecost,
一面讲的十字架,
then we talk about the cross,
另一面要讲的圣灵,
then we talk about the Holy Spirit.
今天在神的儿女中是两常常是两极化的基督徒。
So today, among the children of God, there are two words of a Christian.
有人只讲十字架,
someone only preaches of the cross.
改革中弟兄姊妹在真理上给我们带来很大很大的帮助。
The Reformation brought us many much help.
讲到十字架的救赎, 没有人能讲得过他们。
When you talk about redemption of the cross, no one can be as good as them. God has showed them this truth.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget.
许多人只看见十字架, 没有看见圣灵。
Many people saw the cross, but not the Holy Spirit.
许多人只看见客观的事实, 不知道主观的经历。
Some people saw the objective truth, but not the subjective experience.
所以我们的主一面来说, 祂是神的羔羊。
So on one hand, the Lord is the Lamb of God.
另一面,
The other hand, he's the one who baptizes us.
那这里有一幅图画,
I want you to see this picture clearly.
你记不记得有一天, 保主耶稣, 以利亚跟摩西是站在黑门山上。
Remember, one day, Jesus was standing with Elijah and Moses on Mount Hermon.
那个就是变化山。
That was the Mount Transfiguration. In the Bible, there are two mountains that was the tallest.
一个是黑门山, 还有一个就是塔波山。
One is Mount Hermon, one is Mount Tabor.
塔波山是相对的高, 只有黑门山是绝对的高。
And Mount Tabor is averagely tall, but Mount Hermon is uniquely tall.
但是在主耶稣那个时候,
but in Jesus' time,
在塔波山上已经有人烟了, 有人住在那里了。
There are people already living in Mount Tabor.
所以圣经说主耶稣是暗暗地到了高山。
So the Lord Jesus slowly went up to the highest mountain.
不可能是塔波山,
we knew that it's not Mount Tabor, must be Mount Hermon. Talking about the, when the Lord Jesus transfigured, that his robe was like white. Whiter than the breach.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters,
if anything there is even whiter than the breech white,
那就是白雪的颜色, 浩浩白雪的颜色,
then it will be just as snow, white as snow.
因为黑门山就在附近,
because Mount Hermon everywhere was covered with snow. And the Lord Jesus was transfigured.
所以现在很清楚的,
now it's quite clear.
大概我们的主是在黑门山在那里变化的。
I believe the Lord Jesus was transfigured on Mount Hermon.
那么大家都知道,
now we know that
黑门山下面是积雪的。
Mount Hermon has snow cover.
等到雪融化了以后,
when the snow was melted,
然后就流到山下,
it will flow down to the to the valley.
该撒利亚, 腓立比的境内,
in Caesarea Philippi, there was a rock.
如果这个磐石是完整的话,
if that rock is complete,
那个水永远不流不下来的,
and that water can never flow through it.
但有一天天崩地裂,
but one day the earthquake,
结果那个永久磐石果然裂开了,
and that big rock was cleft. And that the water from Mount Hermon melted from the snow can pass through that cleft rock
那本来呢, 在,
and flow down.
本来在那附近的路呢, 仰望在山上的水,
in the past, those people underneath can only look forward to the water.
他一面看那个水,
they can see the water, but they cannot do anything about it.
水在山上,
but the water is on top, but cannot flow to
me.
So how did the water come down to me?
只有山上的水到我里面的水,
only when the water from mountain descended to me, then my curse can be quenched.
所以诗篇42篇怎么说呢?
So Psalm 42 says this.
神啊, 我的心渴慕你。
Say, Lord, my heart thirsts for you.
如鹿渴慕溪水一样,
like the deer panted for the water.
神远远高高在上,
the Lord is far above me.
但是问题在这里,
but here am I.
什么时候这个生命能进到我里面来?
When can that life be coming to me?
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
有一天天崩地裂,
one day there was earthquake.
结果那个磐石为我们裂开了,
and that rock was cleft for us.
结果就流出水来了,
And the water came down to us.
那个水就是约旦河的上游。
So that was the upstream of the river of Jordan.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Brothers and sisters, can you see that?
然后从黑门山岩就流到了加利利海。
So when the snow melted from Mount Hermon, flowed down to the Sea of Galilee.
然后从加利利海就流到死海。
From the Sea of Galilee, they will go to the Dead Sea.
那我们最熟悉的一段就是从加利利海如何流到死海那一段。
We knew about that stream flowing from Galilee to the Dead Sea.
结果主耶稣在哪里受浸的？
But where was Jesus baptized?
是在死海附近受浸的。
Baptized near the Dead Sea.
就在约旦河里面。
In the River Jordan.
主就告诉约翰说：“你站去洗我，那让我能进诸般的义。”
And he asked John the Baptist, say that let us fulfill all righteousness.
那为什么我们的主一定要从约旦河上来呢？
Why should he come out from River Jordan?
因为非常重要的。
Because it's very important.
我们的主的名字叫耶稣。
The Lord Jesus' name is Jesus.
如果耶稣这个希腊文把它翻成希伯来文，就是约书亚。
If we translate Jesus into Hebrew, it will be Joshua.
所以旧约的希伯来文的约书亚就是希腊文的耶稣。
So the Old Testament Joshua is the New Testament Jesus.
所以当主耶稣从约旦河上来的时候，
So when Jesus come out from the River Jordan,
他是告诉全世界说，
He told the whole world,
我就是比那位约书亚更大的。
I'm the one greater than that.
他怎样带领百姓进到迦南美地？
How he led the people of Israel, Joshua bring the people of Israel into the good land.
今天我们的主的工作从这里死海附近开始的。
And today, the Lord's work began from the Dead Sea.
他不光是要我们不再做罪人。
Not only we will not be sinners again.
他最后要向以色列，就像约书亚一样，率领他的百姓进到流奶与蜜之地。
He also like Joshua want to bring the people of Israel into the land flowing with milk and honey.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
So brothers and sisters,
我们的主很明显的是在那里受浸的。
Our Lord Jesus was baptized there.
你讲的约旦河，讲的约旦还下雨，一定讲他受浸的地方。
When we talk about the lower streams of the River Jordan, talk about the place where he was baptized.
所以施洗约翰怎么说呢？
So what did John the Baptist say?
我是用水给你们施洗。
I baptize you with water.
但是将来要来的那位是用圣灵给你们施洗。
But there one time after me, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
这里是一幅很重要的图画。
That is a very important picture.
你看见吗？约旦河下游的水，他们受浸了。为什么受浸呢？
So there is a lower streams of River Jordan where they were baptized.
因为这个水仍就是约旦河的水。
Because this water from the River Jordan,
这个约旦河的水是从黑门山来的。
Came from Mount Hermon.
明白吗？
Remember that.
当有一天你看见在约旦河的上游。
When we saw the upper streams of River Jordan.
当你到了黑门山。
When we go to Mount Hermon.
你看见是主耶稣、以利亚跟摩西。
And there you saw Jesus, Elijah, and Moses.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget that.
当我们的主从约旦河上来的时候。
When the Lord Jesus come up from the River Jordan.
你所看见的不只是一个人。
You did not see just one man.
就在那个地方，以利亚升到天上去的。
There is a place where Elijah was taken to heaven.
就在那个附近，是神亲自把摩西埋在人所不知道的地方。
And there was a place where God had buried Moses in a place not known to man.
大家记得吗？
Brothers and sisters,
这个三个人物，
these three men.
我们的主当然是新约的。
Surely the Lord from the New Testament.
但是以利亚是代表新约旧约的先知。
Elijah represented the prophets of the Old Testament.
而摩西是代表旧约的律法。
And Moses represented the laws of the Old Testament.
三个最重要的人物。
Three very important characters.
一个在约旦海的一次在约旦海的上游。
And once they were in the upper streams of River Jordan.
当我们的主受浸的时候。
When we were baptized.
你看见在约旦河的下游。
We saw that in the lower streams of River Jordan.
为什么约翰能看见那幅图画呢？
How did John see that picture?
因为很清楚的。
Because it's very, very clear.
当到五旬节的时候。
When the day of Pentecost.
黑门山就好像天上一样。
Mount Hermon is like what is in heavenly.
现在有活水的降河，这是完全用约翰福音里面的词汇。
Now the river of living water coming down to us.
那么请记得，约翰本来这个约翰这个水是在宝座那里。
At first, this water is from the throne of God.
在新耶路撒冷那里。
In the New Jerusalem.
是从神的宝座那里开始。
Begin from the throne of God.
但是不要忘记，
Don't forget that.
在五旬节的时候，
On the day of Pentecost,
这个活水江河从天上就流下来了。
This rivers of living water now come down to us.
如果你站在属天那一端，
If you are in the heavenly side,
那叫什么？叫做浇灌。
It's from God's point of view, it's pouring out.
如果你在属地的这一端，
But if you are on the earthly side,
在下游的这一端，
in the lower stream, you were being baptized.
所以请记得,
so can you see that?
讲到圣灵的浸只有两次,
talking about baptism of the Holy Spirit, that's twice.
讲到圣灵的浇灌也只有两次,
there are twice talk about it.
为什么? 因为每次讲到圣灵浸的时候,
when we talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
你一定要讲到活水的江河,
you must talk about the rivers of living water.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹,
so praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
不只是有哥哥他,
not only there's Golgotha,
而且有五旬节,
there is also Pentecost.
那有一件事要记得,
another thing you must remember,
这第一次的五旬节,
the first Pentecost,
是讲律法的时候,
is talking about the law.
所以如果你问所有的犹太人,
the, you ask all the Jewish men,
请你们告诉我们, 五旬节什么意思?
Tell me what's the meaning of Pentecost.
五旬节就是神把律法降下来,
Pentecost means that God has given us a law.
但是请大家记得,
but please remember,
律法有要求, 没有供应,
the law can have demand but no supply.
律法只能审判我们, 律法不能够成全我们,
the law can only judge us, not complete us.
所以明白吗, 弟兄姊妹?
So can you remember?
因为这个缘故,
before that reason,
不光是神的羔羊,
the Lord not only the Lamb of God,
到了五旬节的时候,
on the day of Pentecost,
你看见现在一面是有律法, 没有错, 神没有改变他的法, 没有改变他的标准,
God did not change the requirement of the law.
我们怎么能够达到神的标准?
But how can we reach that requirement that God has?
不要忘记,
don't forget,
那一天律法怎样降下,
the day, how did the law come to us?
五旬节那一天也是圣灵怎么降下,
that same way, on that day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came upon us.
这就回答了我们很多很多的问题。
He answered many of our questions.
许多时候我们听见很多的道理, 我们应该很属灵了。
We heard many doctrines, many preaching, we thought we should be spiritual.
我们每年如果参加一次特别聚会, 也许我们一生参加多少次特别聚会。
Perhaps we have been to many, many special conferences.
但是每一次特别聚会, 我们都看见神的标准。
Every time in the special conference, we saw the standard God set.
但什么时候我们能达到那个标准?
But when can we reach it?
我们常常忘记了。
We've forgotten.
为什么在五旬节圣灵就降下了?
Why in Pentecost the Holy Spirit came upon us?
所以很清楚弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天你到一个百货公司去。
Today you go to a supermarket.
他们把最，不是，百货公司，不光是。
The department stores.
哎呀，那么他们把最好的东西一定放在第六楼，比方说。
Usually they put the best merchandise on the top floor.
我们常常跟经理说, 你为什么不把最好的放在第一楼呢?
We ask them, why didn't you put the best stuff on the lower floor?
但经理常常说, 我们从来不降低标准, 最好的我们一定在最顶楼。
And the manager say, we never lower standard, the best stuff should be on the top floor.
这是神的律法告诉我们。
But the law of God tells us,
我们永远不可能达到那里。
We can never reach that top,
但是,
top area.
借着扶梯慢慢地从一楼到二楼就到了六层楼。
But through the escalator we can go up slowly up to the top floor.
所以要记得一件事,
so please remember,
神没有降低他的标准,
God did not lower his standard.
但是就在他降律法的那一天,
but the day he sent us the law,
就在他向人要求的那一天,
the day he demand of us,
你看见他把圣灵降下来,
He has given us the Holy Spirit.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹,
praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
等到我们在活水的江河里面,
when we are in that rivers of living water,
一面我们进城工作一个身体,
on one hand we are baptized into one body,
另一面身体说, 饮于一位圣灵,
and then we will also drink of that one spirit.
你如果已经在水里面了,
if you are in that stream,
你张口就可以了,
you just need to open up your mouth.
明白吗? 那么有一个船呢, 在求救, 因为没有水了,
and there was a boat that looks for help, saying there is no water.
然后船长就打电报回来说,
and then the captain had sent the telegram,
你们已经不在海里面了,
and said to them that you are no longer in the water.
你们已经到飘, 慢慢飘到淡水的地方去了,
you have flow away to the the river or the not salty water.
所以意思就是说, 你现在就可以喝那个所有的水了。
So you, but you can now drink of the water.
你完全被这些水已经包围住了。
You have been surrounded by this water.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天你不要苦苦哀求圣灵降下来给我们。
You do not need to ask pitifully, Holy Spirit come to me.
从五旬节那一天圣灵已经降下来。
From the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit has been poured down. You only need to open up and you receive.
你记不记得摩西亚的故事?
Remember Moses' story.
他有一次呢, 叫磐石流出水来。
He saw the water flowing up from the rock.
因为在希伯来文那个磐石是低的磐石。
In the book of Hebrew, in the Hebrew language, that rock is a
low rock.
Low rock.
所以呢, 当我们的主为我们卑微成来到这个世界,
when the Lord Jesus came into this world,
所以给我们看见说他结果呢，你看神的杖就落在他磐石上面。
We saw that the tabernacle of God just come upon that rock.
结果你看见他的肋旁就流出血和水来。
And then we saw his side cleft, and out come water.
这是十字架的故事。
This is the story of the cross.
40年之后,
after 40 years,
神对摩西说,
the Lord said to Moses,
这回你要吩咐磐石流出水。
Now speak to the rock, and the water will come out.
没有说你要击打磐石，没有的。
He did not say hit the rock.
因为在希伯来原文，那个磐石不再是 low rock， 是 high rock。
Because in the Hebrew, that rock no longer low rock but high rock.
是个高的磐石。
It's a higher rock.
换一句话说，我们主已经得着荣耀了。
In the sense that the Lord has received glory.
所以这个时候你不要苦苦哀求了。
Now you do not need to ask pitifully.
你不是把我们主再重新钉十字架，不需要这样做。
You do not need to nail the Lord to the cross again.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
现在你要怎么做呢？
Now what you do?
你吩咐磐石流出水来。
It just needs to speak, and the Lord will flow out water. The Lord has been ascended to heaven. We need to pray, and the Lord will come.
一张水就进来了。
Open up your mouth, the water will come in.
有人说笑话，说澳洲人为什么英文讲的不像英国人讲的一样呢？
Someone, I make a joke that Australians do not speak English as well as English.
因为尤其你到有的地方去，苍蝇太多了。
Because there are too many flies here.
所以你嘴巴张不开的。
So your mouth cannot open properly.
你如果不能够像这 Oxford 或者剑桥或者他们讲英文。 英文可以很释放地讲，不能。
If you cannot speak English like the people from Oxford or Cambridge,
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
That is maybe the story.
现在呢，你可以大大张口。
But now we can open our mouth.
神就要大大充满你。
And the Lord will fill us all.
他是拿他圣灵来充满我们。
He fills us with the Holy Spirit.
所以这个救恩是个完全的救恩。
So this is a complete salvation.
一面我们只想着我们是罪人。
On one hand, we were sinners.
但是不要忘记啊。
But don't forget.
我们不只是罪人，还是死人呢。
We're not only sinners, we are dead people.
你明白吗？ Angel, 我们是罪人，所以主耶稣要替我们死。
Because we are sinners, the Lord Jesus must die for us.
因为我们是死人, 所以主耶稣一定要替我们复活。
Because we are dead people, the Lord must resurrect for us.
如果主耶稣不替我们复活, 我们就永远做死人。
If the Lord did not resurrect for us, then we will forever be dead people.
因为我们吃善恶树的果子那一天, 神说你必定要死。
Because the day we eat of the tree of knowledge, good and evil, we will surely die.
你还记不记得, 这个亚伯拉罕的故事?
Remember the story of Abraham.
有一天到达非利士人的境内。
One day he went to the Philistine area.
那亚比米勒的王根本不知道，结果呢，就他就对这个亚伯拉罕的妻子有意思。
Abimelech did not know that Sarah was Abraham's wife. He tried to take her as his wife.
其实那个时候已经90岁了。
Sarah was nearly 90 years old.
所以这里给我们看见神保守的能力。
We can see God's keeping power.
你可以看得出来，一个敬畏神的女子。
A lady who loved the Lord, who feared the Lord. He is 90 years old.
在世界的眼光中，也许像20岁、30岁、40岁。
In the eyes of the world, she may be like a pretty 20, 30 years old.
所以神就对亚比米勒王说,
and then God said to the king,
你是个死人啊,
you are a dead man.
这句话好像很难听，对不对？
As it's quite hard to listen.
但这句话要对我们每一个人说的。
But that is the word that God speaks to us.
我们难处不只是罪人。
Our difficulty is not just a sinner.
需要做我们的羔羊, 做我们的救主。
Jesus must be our lamb.
我们还是死人。
We are still dead people.
所以主耶稣要为我们从死里复活。
So the Lord must rise from the dead from us.
什么叫罪人呢？
What it means to be sinners.
我们知道说我们不应该做的事，我们反而去做。
The things that we should not do, we keep on doing.
我们在罪上有份。
We have sinners.
所以我们是个罪人。
So we are sin by nature.
但立志行善由得我，又行不掉，又就。 立志行的我行出来由不得我。
But the good I want to do, I cannot do.
神在我们上有很好的要求。
God has very good demand on us.
我们对自己有很高道德的要求。
We have our high moral demand on ourselves.
那为什么我们做不到？
But why can't we do it?
我们是个死人。
Because we are dead.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
那个能力从哪里来的？
Where is our power coming from?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
自从五旬节圣灵降下来。
Since the day of Pentecost, the Lord Jesus descended upon us. The day you received the Lord Jesus as a Savior, that life is that life of the tree of life. So we can be made alive.
十字架, 那个是一棵, 主耶稣是挂在树上。
The Lord Jesus was hanging on the cross.
而约翰告诉我们, 那棵树是在一座园子里面。
And John told us that tree was in the garden.
现在明白过来,
now can you remember?
当你接受耶稣基督做救主的时候,
the day you received the Lord Jesus as your Savior,
结果你看见他就是那棵生命树。
You saw that he is that tree of life.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹,
praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
一面是五旬, 一面是哥哥他,
one hand we see Golgotha,
另一面是五旬节。
On the other hand, we saw Pentecost.
这是第二天,
that is the second day.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, do we have that second day of our new creation? Did you see the work of God in our life?
但是感谢主,
praise the Lord.
第三天,
the third day.
所以再次日,
again the next day.
所以35就是再次日和明天是第三天呢,
verse 35, again the next day.
约翰同两个门徒站在那里。
John stood with two of his disciples.
他见耶稣行走就说看啊, 这是神的羔羊。
And looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, behold, the Lamb of God.
很有意思弟兄姊妹,
amazing, brothers.
这次没有说, 除去世人罪孽。
Now he did not say, behold, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world.
你第一次看见主耶稣是救主的时候,
the first time he saw Jesus as Savior,
你想到他神的羔羊,
we saw that he is the Lamb of God.
你也想到你自己身上的罪,
and we think about the sins in your life.
但是我们说过了,
but we had mentioned,
新造有一个成长轨迹的,
that is the growth of the spiritual life in your creation.
你看有进步的,
the second day to third day, there is some advancement.
那个进步在哪里呢?
Where is the advancement?
就是你看见主, 你就忘记你自己了。
You saw the Lord, you forgot about yourself.
你是罪人没有错,
you are sinners, that's right.
但是现在你看见他是神的羔羊,
but now you behold him as a Lamb of God.
现在不必再说下去了,
we do not need to continue anymore.
你不必再说除去世人罪孽,
we do not need to say took away the sins of the world.
那时候很有能力,
this is great power.
两个门徒本来是施洗约翰的门徒,
two disciples were once disciples of John the Baptist.
你看见施洗约翰他的工作越成功,
the more successful John the Baptist,
他的损失越大,
the greater he is growing.
最好的两个门徒就跟着主耶稣走了,
the best two disciples follow the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹, 这不是我们的工作?
Brothers and sisters, isn't that our work?
还是我们工作到最后总是把人带到我们面前来?
Or our work is just bring people to us?
约翰不是,
John is not
there. 你看约翰在那里同样说一句话, 看啊, 这是神, 看啊, 这是神的羔羊。
John said, behold, the Lamb of God.
结果两个门徒听见他的话, 就跟从了耶稣。
And two disciples heard him spoke, and then they followed Jesus.
从那天开始,
from that day onward,
羔羊无论往哪里去, 约翰都跟随。
Wherever the Lord, the Lamb goes, John the disciple follow him.
当你读约翰启示录的时候,
when we saw Revelation by John,
你以为只读启示录,
you thought that only reading Revelation,
但你忘记约翰说, 羔羊无论往哪里去, 他们都跟随。
And it written that wherever the Lamb goes, they follow him.
最早跟随羔羊的是安德烈, 还有使徒约翰。
The first two disciples followed Jesus was Andrew and John the disciple.
不是他们的师父不可爱,
it's not that they are their first master is not good.
但是不要忘记了,
but don't forget.
等到他们的师父说, 看啊, 神的羔羊,
when their master say, behold the Lamb of God.
不知道为什么这两个人的心就被这位主所夺了。
And these two disciples' heart was captured by the Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣就转过来,
and the Lord Jesus turned over and saw them. And saw them following him.
就问他们说,
and asking them,
你们要什么?
What do you seek?
他们说, 拉比在哪里住?
They say, Rabbi, where are you staying?
拉比翻出来就是夫子。
Rabbi means teacher.
你叫耶稣没有回答说, 我在哪里住?
The Lord Jesus did not reply them.
耶稣这个时候没有说, 狐狸有洞, 飞鸟有窝, 人子连枕头的地方都没有, 他没有这样说。
The Lord did not say that the foxes have holes, the birds have nests, the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. But he said, come and see.
他们就去看他在哪里住。
They came and saw where he was staying.
这一天便与他同住。
And remained with him that day.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是约翰第一次遇见主。
This is John the disciple saw the Lord.
那一天就与主同住。
That day he stayed with the Lord.
你要跟随主吗?
You want to follow the Lord?
跟随主的第一天应该是与主同住的那一天。
The first day of following the Lord is to abide with the Lord.
主没有说, 主说你们来看。
The Lord said, come and see.
结果我们知道说, 那一天他们与主同住。
And that day they stayed with the Lord.
所以如果你看见, 那个时候说, 那时月有深正了。
And that day, he said, there was nearly the 10 hours.
所以圣经学者告诉我们那个应该是黄昏快四点钟的时候。
So that is nearly the evening, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
太阳还没有下山,
before the sun was set.
但是我们的主在约旦的五伯大尼有个住的地方。
But the Lord Jesus has a place near Bethany, near the River Jordan.
结果第三天,
and the third day, they live with the Lord.
所以第三天,
so the third day, the Lord Jesus is not only the Lamb,
他也是新郎,
He's also the bridegroom.
不知道为什么,
of course, the heart of the bride will go towards the heart of the bridegroom. Until this disciple left, certainly, the John has this sorrow feeling, as if he lost something.
但是后来他做见证说,
then he testified,
娶新妇的却是新郎。
Those, the person, sorry, John the Baptist lost the two disciples, but he said,
我不是新郎,
I'm not the bridegroom.
我只是新郎的朋友,
I'm just a friend of the bridegroom.
但是我听见新郎的声音, 我就欢喜快乐。
But when I heard the voice of the bridegroom, I rejoice.
这是第三天,
that is the third day.
弟兄姊妹, 有的人只看见主耶稣是我们的救主。
Many people saw Jesus as our Savior.
你没有看见他是宇宙吸引的中心。
But did you see him as the one who attract all to him?
不知道为什么,
no matter
what, 你可以舍弃所有的来跟随主。
You can lay down all things to follow Jesus.
我相信安德烈跟约翰,
I believe that Andrew and the disciple Jesus are John. The greatest day of their life is to meet John the Baptist.
但他没有想到,
but they never thought. Now they are willing to lay down everything to follow Jesus.
羔羊无论往哪里去,
wherever the lamb goes,
他们都跟随,
they follow him.
那我请问大家,
I ask you now.
羔羊无论往哪里去,
wherever the lamb goes,
我们都跟随,
are we following him?
这不是指的十字架的救赎,
that is not just the redemption of the cross.
这个讲到根据十字架的救赎,
that following the redemption of the cross,
结果就产生十字架的交通, the fellowship of the cross.
Now we have the fellowship of the cross.
明白吗? 今天我们跟随主,
today we follow the Lord.
背起十字架来跟随主,
we bear the cross to follow the Lord.
我们交通于基督的苦难,
we fellowship in his suffering.
现在活着不再是我,
it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
请大家记得,
but remember,
这些圣经节都是告诉我们十字架的交通。
All this talk about the fellowship of the Lord, of the cross.
很可惜弟兄姊妹,
unfortunately,
brothers,
many people remain on the second day,
好像永远长不大的,
as if they cannot grow up.
但主要把我们从第二天带到第三天,
but the Lord will bring us from second day to the third day.
我们是个罪人不错,
we are sinners, that's right.
弟兄姊妹, 但是我们知道他是神的羔羊,
but we knew that he is a lamb of God.
所以他要把十字架的种种要交通在我们身上,
so he wants to fellowship everything about the cross to us.
所以因为这个缘故,
for that reason,
你要和他同住,
you must live with him.
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们肯和他同住,
brothers and sisters, if you abide with him,
我们能住在主里面,
if we live in the Lord,
主也住在我们里面,
and the Lord abide in us,
十字架就做雕刻的工作,
and the cross will do the work of carving.
所以那天晚上他们与主同住了,
so that night they stay with the Lord.
第二天有事情就发生了,
and second, the next day something else happened.
没有一个人与主同住不发生事情的,
no one will stay with the Lord and nothing else will happen to them.
如果你真的遇见主, 你不可能是同样, 原来一样的,
if you met the Lord, you can never remain the same.
他们真的遇见主了,
they did meet the Lord.
你看见我们的主是不能同住的,
they know that the Lord cannot be,
我们一旦与主同住, 我们这个人就不一样了。
Once we stay with the Lord, we will be changed.
你看见吗? 今天我们缘分不动, 原因就是我们离开主太远了。
Today we are not changed because we have been far away from the Lord.
我们道理很懂,
we know the doctrine.
我们也神学院毕业的,
we may be graduated for theological
college. We
could even be professor of theology.
但是弟兄们,我们永远停留在第二天,我们永远没有进到第三天。
But if we remain on the second day, we cannot go up to the third day.
什么叫做同住?
What is
基督对我来讲,
what is indwelling?
基督对我来讲,
Christ to me is,
不是客观的一个真理,
it's no longer a subjective, objective truth, but subjective experience.
我认识我的主,
I want my Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 当一个丈夫说, 我认识我的妻子,
when the husband says, I know my wife,
你知道, 因为这里面有长久的经历,
because there was a long experience in that.
所以他的妻子想什么,
whatever the wife thinks of, the husband will know.
你如果要认识主,
if you want to know the Lord,
主说, 要住在我里面,
The Lord said, you must dwell in me.
我也住在他里面,
and I will dwell in you.
所以第三天,
the third day we can see that they stay with the Lord.
那么要记得,
that is the story of the Lord on the earth.
但是不要忘记,
don't forget.
对主打主差遣另外一个保惠师,
and the Lord will send another comforter.
圣灵要住在我们里面,
the Holy Spirit will live in us.
直到那一天,
on that day,
我们知道我们怎样住在主里面, 主也怎样住在我们里面,
how do we live in the Lord? That's how the Lord will live in us.
所以这些外面东西就变成里面的了。
So all these outward things became the inward thing.
约翰跟安德烈那天是外面与主同住。
So John and Andrew outwardly they stay with the Lord.
但这里的教训是什么?
But the teaching here is that
用今天的话来说,
in today's word,
我们当然是与主同住。
Of course we dwell together with the Lord.
所以明白吗?
So remember,
如果羔羊无论往哪里去,
wherever the lamb goes,
你当然就与他同住。
Surely you will follow him.
但第四天,
on the fourth day,
一定有事情发生,
things will happen.
所以你知道说, 这个谁呢? 这个安德烈呢, 就找到他的哥哥了。
And so we saw the next day, Andrew found his brother.
不要忘记,
don't forget,
他的老师就是因为 指证耶稣是基督,
his teacher, because pointing to Jesus,
他的工作越成功,
the more successful his teachers were,
他的损失就越大,
then he lost more.
有其父,有其师,必有其徒,
like disciple, like master.
所以因着这个缘故, 你看见吗? 他本来呀, 他如果没有找到他的哥哥的话,
if Andrew did not find his brother,
你知道在教会历史里面讲的第一个的时候,
when the Bible history talk about the first one,
第一个门徒一定指着安德烈说的,
the first disciple should be Andrew.
但是很稀奇,
but amazingly,
那自从他的哥哥彼得信了主以后,
but since his brother Peter believed in the Lord,
很稀奇啊,
amazingly,
他慢慢本来从第一就降成第四个了,
at first he was first, now he's fourth.
所以慢慢你就看见每一次人介绍的时候,
so whenever we introduce his disciple,
他们说这是彼得的弟弟, 不是弟弟, 不是说这是他的哥哥, 不是的,
they will say, this is Peter's younger brother, Andrew.
我的儿子小的时候啊, 他很popular, 大家很喜欢他。
My son, when he was young, he was very popular, everyone liked him.
所以每个人介绍我的时候,
when they introduced me,
说这个是Ezra的父亲,
they say, this is Ezra's father.
所以你就知道谁比谁更有名。
So you know who is more popular.
所以本来安德烈应该是最有名的。
It should be Andrew who take the first place.
但是现在呢, 就是因为你传福音了。
Because you preach the gospel.
就是因为你把安德烈带得救了,
that you brought Andrew,
把彼得带得救了,
he brought Peter to salvation.
现在慢慢好像你就不再是第一了,
now you're no longer in the first place.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
娶新妇的是新郎,
those who had the bridegroom are bride is the bridegroom.
我不是新郎,
I'm not the bridegroom.
我听见新郎的声音, 我就喜乐,
but I rejoice when I hear the voice of the bridegroom.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你做工的时候, 你肯不肯像施洗约翰,
when you do your work, when you minister, do you want to be like John the Baptist? Do you do the work like Andrew did?
他终于把他的哥哥带到主面前,
he brought his older brother to the Lord.
这是第四天,
that's the fourth day.
彼得看见他的时候,
when Peter saw him,
他说你是约翰的儿子西门,
John, the Lord Jesus said to him, you are Simon Barjona.
这约翰就是约拿的意思, 这是很普通的名字,
and which Jonah, John is means Jonah.
西门也是很普通的名字,
Simon is also very common.
意思说你是天然的人,
that you are a natural man.
你是从亚当来的,
you came from Adam.
亚当怎样是一块泥土, 你也怎样是一块泥土。
How Adam was a clay, you are a clay too.
但是感谢主, 只要来跟随主, 就是有明天的。
But if we follow the Lord, we have tomorrow.
今天你是泥土,
today you are the clay.
明天就是基法,
tomorrow you'll be Cephas.
基法翻出来就是彼得, 就是石头的意思。
And translated as Peter or a rock.
所以彼得写书信的时候说,
so when Peter wrote the
letters,
we came to the Lord like living stones.
他不光活过来了,
not only he make alive,
更稀奇的,
amazingly,
到了新耶路撒冷的时候,
when we come to New Jerusalem,
你看见十二个根基是十二个宝石,
we saw that 12 salvation became the 12 precious stones.
第一块宝石一定是彼得,
the first one was Peter.
那个彼得圣经说是像碧玉一样,
it's like Jasper.
但是 今天的 Jasper 是不透明的。
Today's Jasper is not transparent.
但你根据上下文的圣经，那个 Jasper 是透明的。
But we look at the scripture, it says that Jasper is transparent.
就等于我们今天的钻石。
It's like today's diamond.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
今天如果我们愿意来到主面前。
If we are willing to come before the Lord,
只要主呼召我们，
if the Lord call us,
我们就有明天了。
Then we have tomorrow.
否则彼得就算是在加利利海旁边被隐藏了一块泥土。
Or else, Peter will remain a piece of clay in the Sea of Galilee.
他可以过很精彩的一生。
He may live a good life.
没有人知道彼得是谁。
But no one today will know who Peter was.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
那块泥土就是被分别出来。
That piece of clay has been sanctified, separated.
你有没有觉得我们这块泥土就是被分别出来？
We are also a clay that has been separated.
如果主只要呼召我们，
if the Lord call us,
我们爬着滚着跪着也要来到他的面前。
And no matter how we do, we must come before him.
弟兄姊妹，今天主呼召我们是我们的荣耀。
Today God call us is our glory.
所以保罗告诉我们说，
So Paul said to us,
需要主光照我们。
We need the Lord to enlighten us.
让我们看见恩召的指望。
That we can see the hope of our calling.
恩召是有指望的。
That calling has hope.
换一句话说，
In another way,
我们每个人都有明天的。
Every one of us have tomorrow.
我们为什么明天呢？
Why tomorrow?
我们握在手里是泥土。
Because what we hold in our hand is the clay.
但如果把这块泥土放在主的手里，
But put this clay in the hands of the Lord.
明天就是活石。
Tomorrow became a living stone.
明天就是宝石。
Then tomorrow will become precious stone.
这是第四天。
That's the fourth day.
你看见这就是圣灵在他们身上的工作。
So that's the Holy Spirit's work in their life.
到了第五天，
the fifth day,
那么主要往加利利去。
The Lord will go towards Galilee.
就遇见腓力了。
Then he saw Philip.
然后呢，就对他说：“来跟从我。”
He said, "Come and follow me."
这一次主没有说背起十字架来跟从我，没有。
He did not say, "Bear your cross and follow me."
主也没有说我要叫你得人如得鱼，没有。
He did not say, "I make you fishers of men." No.
那是一年以后的故事。
That's a year later.
刚刚开始的时候。
When they begin,
来跟从我。
Come and follow me.
没有条件。
No other requirements, no other demands.
你只要来到生命的泉源。
Come to the source of living water.
你记不记得主对法利赛人怎么说呢？
What did the Lord say to the Pharisees?
你们查考圣经。
Search the scriptures.
你们以为其中有永生。
You thought they contain eternal life.
但是你们不肯来到我这里的生命。
But you're not willing to come to me to receive life.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
So do you know that, brothers and sisters?
跟随主的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of following the Lord? It's not to bear the cross.
也不是得人如得鱼。
It's not be fishers of men.
等一等，是要得人如得鱼。
Yes, you will do that.
等一等，是要背十字架。
Yes, you will bear the cross.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
你没有得到生命的供应，你怎么会背十字架呢？
Before receive the supply of life, how can you take up the cross?
你生命还幼嫩得很。
If your life is still
childish, 会把一千斤的重担放在他肩膀上吗？
Will the mother put 1,000 kilos on the baby?
没有母亲把儿子压婴孩压死的。
No mother will crush their own son without such weight.
所以要记得，不要害怕，你来跟随他。
So don't be afraid. Come and follow Jesus.
你来到主的面前。
Come before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Brother and sister, thank the Lord.
我们知道腓力就这么简单来了。
And Philip just came.
而最早主对门徒呼召就是来跟从我。
So the Lord said to the first group, come and follow me.
所以不要听见那句话害怕。
Do not be afraid when you hear that.
当然你慢慢长大了。
As you grow up.
是要背十字架。
Yes, you will bear the cross.
你慢慢长大了。
As you grow up.
没有错，你应该知道你要像人海的渔夫一样。
You'll be like the fisherman.
但是要做人海的渔夫。
You'll be the fisherman of men.
要背十字架，你的生命需要长大。
But to take the cross, your life must go up.
所以尽管来到生命的泉源。
So come to the source of life.
这是第五天。
That's the fifth day.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这个不光是腓力遇见主了。
Not only the Philip met the Lord.
腓力遇见主，结果不一样。
And when he met the Lord, things have happened.
所以如果你真的遇见主，你不可能不可能还是原封不动的。
When you met the Lord, you cannot remain unchanged.
你一定会找另外一个人。
You find another man.
所以那个人是拿单耶。
So that man was Nathanael.
没有想到他跟拿单耶讲到我们主的时候。
When he said to Nathanael,
那么拿单耶说，拿撒勒能出什么好东西？
He said, "No good thing can come out of Nazareth."
拿撒勒是不能出好东西啊。
Surely Nazareth cannot have anything.
因为拿撒勒那的土壤啊，是石灰岩，是就像我们粉笔戳那种的石灰岩。
Because the land in Nazareth,
the soil
is like
chalk, 那个
chalk, like chalk.
黑板上你写的那个就黑粉笔。所以它那个风化以后，那个土壤啊是白颜色的。
So when it's hardened, the land hardened, it become like white color.
所以如果白颜色的话，当然反光，它不吸收太阳光的。
And because it reflected the light, it cannot absorb sunlight.
所以长不出东西来。
So it cannot grow anything.
所以一点都没有错，拿撒勒是不能长东西的了。
Yes, surely Nazareth cannot have any good thing.
但是这种的石头有个好处。
But there's one good thing about that rock.
它长不出的来不错。
It cannot have something grow out.
它说路是最好的。
But it's the best thing to be a road.
当下雨天的时候，它不会黏湿哒哒的，不会粘在一起，不会的。
When there's rain, the ground cannot become like mud.
拿撒勒没有出好东西，没有错。
Nazareth do not have any good thing.
但是幸好我们的主一定要从拿撒勒经过。
But if you want to believe in the Lord, you must pass through Nazareth.
拿撒勒道路对于我们主来讲是必须经过的。
You must go through Nazareth.
30年他在拿撒勒。
For 30 years, he was in Nazareth.
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
He was like a tender plant growing before the Lord.
所以你看你脱口一出就是拿撒勒，你说什么好东西呢？
So Nathaniel said, how could any good thing come out of Nazareth?
然后呢，他遇见拿单也以后，
And after he met Nathaniel,
主就说，这是真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈。
The Lord said, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit.
所以拿单就问他，你哪里知道我呢？
Nathaniel said to him, how do you know me?
耶稣说，腓力还没有招呼你。
Before Philip called you.
那个时候还没有问你说，还没有等你的回答说拿撒勒能出什么好东西。
Before you even answer, can anything good come out of Nazareth?
你在无花果树下，我都看见了。
You were under the fig tree, I saw you.
你知道人堕落以后，
After man fell,
第一件事用无花果来遮盖自己。
The first thing he did is use the leaf of the fig to cover it.
因为无花果树的叶都是很大很大的。
Because the leaves are broad.
所以你看，只要你能够躲在无花果树下，没有人看见你。
If he thought that you hide underneath the fig tree, no one can see you.
没有人看透你。
No one can see through him.
但是没有想到，我们的主一眼就看到他。
But the Lord Jesus can see through him.
可以看到心底的深处。
Can see the heart.
说这个人心里没有诡诈。
He said there's no deceit in his heart.
是真以色列人。
He's a true Israelite.
无花的树叶挡不住主的眼睛。
The leaves of the fig tree cannot cover him up.
主能够一直看到我们的心。
The Lord can see through into our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们在地上，
Today on earth,
想尽各种办法用无花果树叶把我们遮盖了。
We try to use the fig tree's leaf to cover ourselves.
但是你挡不住主的，你怎么任何东西都挡不住主的眼睛。
But you can never cover up the eyesight of the Lord.
所以那个时候他对拿单也说，
And he said to Nathaniel,
你信吗？ 你们要看见比这更大的事。
Do you believe me? You see greater things than this.
因为我在说，我说在无花果树下看见你，你就信了。你要看见比这更大的事。
Because I say to you, I saw you under the fig tree. Do you believe? You will see greater things than this.
到了第五天的时候，
So on the fifth day,
你看见吗？不只是腓力的故事，
Not only the story of Philip,
不只是拿单也的故事，
Not only the story of Nathaniel,
不只是无花果树叶的故事，
Not only the story of the fig leaf.
这个时候主要告诉他们， 你要看见比这更大的事。
You will see greater things, the Lord said to them.
你看见哥哥他，
You see Golgotha.
你也看见五旬节。
You saw Pentecost.
你看见神怎样做人的中保。
We see how the Lord became the mediator
between
man and God.
我们蒙恩得救以后，
After we are saved by grace,
主还要叫我们比这看得更大的。
The Lord wants us to see greater things.
他说，我实在地告诉你们，
I tell you the truth,
你们将要看见天开。
You see the heaven open.
人堕落犯罪以后，天没有开过。
After the fall of man, the heaven never opened up.
主耶稣从约旦河上来，圣经告诉我们，天会的主耶稣把它撕裂了。
But when Jesus rise from the river Jordan at the baptism,
是我们的主把天堂带到地上来。
So the Lord Jesus brought heaven to earth.
所以没有一个人看见天开了。
No one can see the heaven open.
但你们要看见天开了。
But you will see heaven open.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
神的使者上去下来在人子的身上。
He said, the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
旧约也有一个人看见神天开了。
In the Old Testament, there was another man saw that.
那就是雅各。
There was Jacob.
在这梦里面，他看见有个天梯连着天跟地的。
In his dream, he saw a ladder connecting heaven and earth.
然后神的使者上去下来在天梯上面。
And the angels of God coming down and going up on that ladder.
这句话什么意思？
What does that mean?
主耶稣钉十字架的时候，
The day the Lord Jesus crucified.
他不只是我们的中保。
Not only he is our mediator.
而且请记得，他也是我们的天梯。
Remember also he is our ladder to heaven.
什么叫中保呢？
What is that mediator?
当主钉十字架的时候。
When the Lord Jesus crucified.
他一手拉着我们的手。
On one hand he holds our hand.
一手拉着天父的手。
On the other hand he holds the Father's hand.
把这两个手放在他怀里，他就断气。
And then he holds it in his arm and he died.
罪叫我们离开神千万八千里，十万八千里。
Even though we are so far away from God.
是十字架。主做我们的中保，我们现在能够亲近神，到了不能够再亲近的地步。
But on the cross, he brought us close together with God until we cannot be separated.
这只是救恩的一面，弟兄姊妹。
That is the salvation.
你觉得为了这个，你已经很感谢主了。
We should thank God for that.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
我们主在十字架上。
The Lord is on the cross.
他也是天梯。
He is also the ladder.
他一手拉着天。
On one hand, he holds on to heaven.
一手拉着地。
On one hand, he holds on to earth.
叫天跟地重新开始连接。
Until heaven and earth can be joined together.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
天是地的冠冕。
The heaven is the throne of earth.
No, crown
of earth.
所以你不光是爬到天上，你能看见天。
So not only can see heaven high up.
你在地上也看见天。
On earth, you can also see the crown.
这就好像你到澳洲一个很多很安静的地方，一个很安静的湖。
Like you go to Australia, come upon a very peaceful lake.
你看见天是美丽的。
You can see the heaven is beautiful.
但这不是唯一你能看见天的地方。
But that's not the only place you can see heaven.
你看一个很平静的湖，你也看见天了。
You can see a clear lake. You can also see the reflection of heaven.
所以天跟地能有分别。
So heaven and earth can be separated.
但是天和地不能分开，一个 distinguished， 但是不能分开。
Can be distinguished, but cannot be separated.
所以明白吗？你看见天是天，看见地上也是天。
You can see the heaven high up, but you can also see the reflection of heaven.
因为天上种种都给你，叫你想起天上的景象。
Okay, everything under heaven taught you about heaven.
但是很可惜。
But
最后你看见因着罪的缘故，天离开我们有何等的缘。
Because of our sins, heaven was so far away from us.
全世界风景最好地方是纽西兰跟澳洲。
The best views on earth are in New Zealand and Australia.
到了主日的时候。
On Sunday.
年轻人可以去到海边去，可以欣赏这些美丽的景色。
The young people can go to the beachside and enjoy the creation.
他们忘记了创造他们的神。
But they've forgotten about the God that created them.
但是对基督徒来讲不是。
But to Christian, no.
我们要看见天开了。
We must see heaven open.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你在地上就好像在天上一样。
That on earth, we are living as if we are in heaven.
所以诗人告诉我们说。
So the psalmist says.
许多时候我们在病床上。
When we are lying in a sick bed.
你相不相信？
Do you believe?
是神亲自为我们铺床。
That it was God who laid our bed for us.
哪里神亲自为我们铺床，哪里就是天堂。
Where God laid our bed for us, that's where heaven is.
所以有一件事要知道。
There's one thing we must know.
今天新造里面有个很重要的特点。
Today there's a unique thing about the new creation.
那个特点是什么呢？
What is that?
那个特点就是在地好像在天一样。
That's on earth. As it is in heaven.
明白吗？这是第五天。
That's the fifth day.
然后第三日就是第二章的第三日。
On the third day, on the second chapter,
那个就是第七天了。
That's the seventh day.
那第六天刚好是安息。
The sixth day was the.
所以这里没有记载。
Was the seventh day, so there's no record.
所以你讲到第三天的时候，就讲到第七天。
So when talk about the third day, that was the seventh day.
所以这个加起来就是约翰福音给我们看见新造的七天。
So there's that 7 days of the new creation John show us.
Andrew, 你们给我的时间，我现在应该要停住了。
According to the time you've given me, I should stop now.
但是我想我要借几分钟。
But I want to borrow a few more minutes.
起码把最后一天把它讲清楚。
At least to finish talking about that last day.
我才对得起在这里的弟兄姊妹。
Then I can say.
所以请大家再忍耐几分钟就好。
So please endure for a few more minutes.
让大家都知道最后一天是迦拿婚宴的故事。
We know that the last day was that day of the wedding of Cana.
我们的主的确是把水变成酒。
The Lord Jesus did indeed turn water into wine.
你要明白这段圣经。
You must know this scripture.
你知道唯一的解释就是约翰福音第十五章。
The only explanation will be in John chapter 15.
主说我是真葡萄树。
The Lord said, I'm that true vine.
主说他真葡萄树不是指今天其他葡萄树是假的，不是这个意思。
What he meant is that not that I'm the only vine, true vine, the rest are false.
希腊原文里有两个字讲了真。
The two words in Hebrew talk about true.
一个真对假。
And that is concerning the good things.
No, 一个真是对, the opposite is false.
Okay.
True and false.
One thing about truth, may the opposite is false.
这里的希腊文的意思指的 reality, 指的实际来说的。
But here he's talking about the reality, the real thing.
所以它对面是 shadow, 对面是影子。
So the opposite that reality is shadow.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
主说我真葡萄树。
The Lord said, I'm the true vine.
所以所有地上的葡萄树是完全根据这个copy来的。
So all the earthly vines follow that heavenly vine.
所有地上的葡萄树的故事都是要告诉我们天上葡萄树的故事。
So all the story of the vine on the earth tells us the story of the heavenly vine.
那么地上葡萄树什么故事呢?
So what is the story of the vine on earth?
那经过四个月,
After 4 months,
葡萄慢慢就成熟了。
And the grapes will mature.
当它在成熟以前,
As they become mature,
它吸取空中的水分。
They are taking water from heaven.
然后吸取地上的水分,
and taking water, moisture from
最后呢,
the ground.
你看见葡萄就成熟了,
and then the fruits will grow.
但这不是神的旨意,
but that is not God's will.
神对于葡萄的旨意不是果子,
because the will for God for the grapes is not just bearing fruit.
神对于神的旨意关于葡萄乃是他的酒。
It's concerning the will of God for the grapes is for the wine.
等到葡萄最成熟的时候,
so when the wine become mature,
手要来摘它, 然后最后把它放在压酒池里面,
the hands will pick them, then put them into the wine press.
那全家人都住到葡萄园去,
then everyone will live in the vineyard.
然后等到葡萄在酒榨里面的时候,
so when the grapes are in the wine press,
他们把他们的鞋就脱掉,
they took away their shoes.
大家又用脚就踩在葡萄上面,
then they'll step on the grapes with their foot.
那本来每一个葡萄都是丰满又很美丽的,
at first the grapes are full and beautiful.
慢慢地看见, 慢慢就被摧残, 不成样子了。
And then they will be stepped and crushed and become ugly.
就在最痛苦的时候,
in their most painful.
那不知不觉的, 你看见葡萄酒就从上面的池子就跑到下面的池子。
So again, you can see the juice or the fruit of the fruit will flow down to the tank.
所以明白吗, 弟兄姊妹?
Can you see that, brothers and sisters?
四个月吸收空中的水分和地里面的水分。
4 months of absorbing the moisture from the air and from the ground.
结果经过无情的酒榨,
but after through that,
结果你看见酒就流出来了。
Then wine will come.
所以普通的葡萄树就是把水变成酒的故事。
So the common vine is to turn grapes into wine.
然后主说我是真葡萄树。
But the Lord said, I'm the true vine.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
他是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
所以现在水经过真葡萄树。
But now the water go through this true vine.
它在几万万万万分之一秒之内。
So within seconds,
他做了普通葡萄树四个月所做的事。
He did the work of 4 months work that the grapes.
普通葡萄树要四个月把水变成酒。
4 months work needed for the earthly vine to turn water into wine.
但是我们的主不是。
But our Lord,
我们主因为神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
他行第一个神迹的时候,
He did that first miracle.
你看见吗? 他就把那个本来已经有的故事再演一遍。
That he reenact the story.
不过他把时间缩短了,
but he shortened the time.
几万万万分之一秒之内,
within hundreds and millions of seconds,
你看见酒就出来了。
Why came?
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在很清楚的,
so brother and sister, can you see that?
因为我们的主真葡萄树,
because our Lord is that true vine.
所以经过他, 水就变成酒了。
So through him, water became wine.
这是主的第一个神迹。
That is the first miracle.
但是有一个问题,
but one question.
他对他母亲说他们没有酒了。
They say to his mother they have no wine.
他妈妈的意思是什么意思呢?
What did the mother say?
现在是证明你是神的儿子的时候。
Now is the time to prove that you are son of God.
一直到今天,
until today.
因为玛利亚愿意顺服在神的面前。
Because Mary obeyed God.
她明明知道说我没有出嫁, 怎么有这个事呢?
How did he know? How? She is a virgin. How can she have a child?
所以他曾经这样问过这个问题。
She asked the Lord, how can this be?
但最后他伏在神的脚下。
But then he bowed down. She bowed down.
不管恶名美名,
doesn't matter whether she had good name or not.
只要神的旨意成就在他的身上。
As long as God's will accomplished in her.
他背了十字架。
She bear the cross.
他学了很深的功课。
She learned the lesson.
他到现在要么不被人, 要么被人称颂, 要么就是被人咒诅。
She may be praised or she may be cursed.
但是不要紧, 弟兄姊妹。 只要跟随着这些都不要紧。
Doesn't matter, as long as we follow the Lord.
所以他一直背一个担子在他里面。
So she bear that burden in her.
所以什么时候, 只要主耶稣能把水变成酒,
So if the Lord can turn water into wine,
好像他在就很清楚了，他大家就眼睛看得见他是神的儿子。
Then everyone can see that he is the Son of God.
但这个时候
，But at that time,
耶稣说：“妇人，我与你有什么相干
？”The Lord Jesus said, "Woman, what have I got to do with you?"
如果你要把我叫我把水变成酒。
If you want me to turn water into wine,
你就是叫我站在神的地位上。
Then you are asking me to stand in the position of God.
那这个时候，我们的主是创造者，玛利亚是受造者。
So here, the Lord is the creator. Mary was a creature.
他说我的时候还没有到。
Say my time is not yet.
不错，他做人子的时候。
Sure, he is a son of man.
他的确跟着父亲母亲就回家了。
He followed the father and mother and followed them home.
但是现在，如果你要他把水变成酒。
But right now, if you want him to turn water into wine,
他不可能是玛利亚的儿子。
No longer he remains.
玛利亚的儿子不可能做这件事情。
Because he can't do that.
所以他一定要站在神的地位上。
Now he must stand in the position of God.
所以我的妇人，我与你有什么相干
？So woman, what do I have to do with you?
我的时候还没有到。
My time is not yet.
那现在我们要问。
Now we ask.
什么时候时候到了
？What is that time?
意思就是说，那个时候把水变成酒的时候还没有到。
Means that the time of turning water into wine has not yet come.
原来他来到地上。
He came to the earth.
他就是把没有味道的水要变成酒。
He wants to turn that tasteless water into wine.
他的时候没有到。
But his time is not yet.
因为这个世界没有说我们到了尽头，没有啊。
Because the world has not said we come to the end.
你读到约翰福音第十二章。
But we came to John chapter 12.
有人要见耶稣。
Someone want to see Jesus.
他说我们要见耶稣。
We want to see Jesus.
是谁说我要见耶稣呢
？Who want to see Jesus?
希腊人要见耶稣。
The Greek want to see Jesus.
这些人苏格拉底的门徒。
They are the disciples.
亚伯拉图的门徒。
亚
里士多德的门徒。
Aristotle's disciples.
他们实验了500年，希望把人间变成天堂。
In combined, they have 500 years of teaching the mankind.
他们的酒用尽。
But they have finished their wine.
他们说我们要见耶稣。
We want to see Jesus.
那主一听这个话。
When Jesus heard them.
对了。
He said, right.
人子得荣耀的时候到了。
The time for the Son of Man to receive glory is here.
因为世界有个声音说我们的酒用尽了。
Because the world said we have run out of wine.
我们的主人子得荣就是主要上十字架。
The Son of Man must now go to the cross.
所以原来十字架乃是主的压酒池。
So the cross was that wine press of God.
他为我们复活。
He rise for us.
就把那个酒就释放给我们。
Then release that wine to us.
一粒麦子是落在地里死了。
A grain of wheat did not fall to the ground and die.
它复活以后就结出许多的子粒。
Unless it do that, it will not bear fruit.
这是他在十字架上的工作。
So that is that crushing story.
因为那个许多的子粒就变成一个饼。
So because of the many fruits, they become.
因为一面经过十字架的磨。
Went through the crushing floor of the cross.
然后再经过圣灵的油把它合在一起。
And through the wine, through the oil of the Holy Spirit, joined them together.
这就是为什么我们有饼。
That's why we have the bread.
但是为什么有杯有酒呢
？Then why do we have the wine?
我们的主经过十字架的酒榨。
The Lord Jesus went through the wine press of the cross.
感谢主，现在从复活以后，你看见。这个酒就像长江大河一样就流出来了。
So through resurrection, that this wine is now like rivers of living water flowing out to us.
请大家记得
，Remember this.
当你读旧约的时候
，When you read the Old Testament,
都是告诉我们酒是叫我们喜乐的。
Tells us that wine will make us glad.
所以很清楚的
，Amazing,
主为我们复活。
The Lord died,
升到天上
He rise for us and went to the heaven,
圣灵进到我们里面
And the Holy Spirit come into us.
神的国不在乎吃和喝。
The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating.
乃是在乎圣灵里面的喜乐。
But it's concerning the joy of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故
，For that reason,
他把好酒一直留到今天。
He has given to us the best wine.
所以感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这是什么
？What is it?
这就是整个的新造。
That is that whole new creation.
最初的七天。
The first 7 days of creation.
他不只是我们的救主。
Not only he is our savior.
第一个，他是我们的真光，他是光。
He is our true light.
你看，神说要有光，就有了光。
God said, "Let there be light, and there was light."
神的荣耀是显在耶稣基督的面上。
And that glory shone on the face of Jesus Christ.
感谢主，你越认识主。
You want to know the Lord?
你越认识十字架的救赎。
You will know the salvation of the cross.
你越认识十字架的交通。
You can see the fellowship of the cross.
那因着这个缘故，主在我们身上要做雕刻、做变化的工作。
And the Lord will do His carving in me, changing me, transforming me.
我本来是泥土，结果就变成石头了。
We were once clay, now became a rock.
到了第五天
，On the fifth day,
主给我们看见说，我们要看见更大的事。
The Lord said that we will see greater things than this.
现在主在十字架上。
Now the law on the cross.
不光叫人与神和好。
Not only man and God can be united.
也叫天与地连接。
But heaven and earth joined together.
所以感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天我们在地好像在天一样。
Now we are on earth as it is in heaven.
到了最后。
On the,
七天。
In the end, the last day.
你看给我们看见主在十字架上的工作。
The Lord's work on the cross.
最后是把生命的子粒释放给我们。
In the end, release to us the seeds of life.
所以每次擘饼纪念主的时候。
So when we break bread.
你看见是个饼。
Can see a break.
那就是一粒子粒的故一粒麦粒的故事。
That's a grain of wheat that fell to the ground and died.
变成许多的子粒。
And become many seeds.
经过十字架的工作。
Through the work of the cross.
我们失去我们的自己。
We lost ourselves.
圣灵把我们进城工作一个身体。
The Holy Spirit baptizes us into one body.
我们最多仍是一个身体。
We were many but one body.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这就是我们做工的成绩。
That is the result of our work.
这就是主耶稣十字架的成绩单。
That is the result of the Lord Jesus Christ.
一面给我们看那个饼。
On one hand we saw the bread.
一面给我们看见那个杯。
Then we saw the cup.
指着我们的主，我们是福杯满溢的。
Until that our cup overflows.
所以你看见我们完全被圣灵的喜乐充满了。
So we are full of the joy of the Holy
Spirit. 我们天天是有喜乐的人。
In the, we should be joyful people.
在最不可能喜乐，我们有喜乐。
In the most impossible day, we are joyful.
所有做父母的人。
So as parents,
常常心痛自己的孩子。
We sometimes be grieved because of children.
为什么他们会经过一些事情呢？
Why do they go through certain problems?
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
当着他儿女经过的时候。
When the children went past those stages,
他们能尝到从圣灵来的喜乐。
They can taste the joy of the Holy Spirit.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
这就是新造的。
That is the story of the new creation.
所以我给大家借了15分钟，我不能多借了。
I borrow 15 minutes, no longer.
感谢主，我相信如果今天大家把约翰福音刚开始好的读过。
If you begin anew, read John's Gospel again.
你就知道说，这个就是主在七天所做的。
You can see the 7 days of creation in the new creation.
然后你从接近圣殿。
As you go near the temple,
一直到十二章的末了。
Until the end of chapter 12,
你发现圣灵重复把这七天的内容再讲一遍。
You can see that the Holy Spirit again retelling the 7 days of creation.
不过讲得更清楚。
But in a very detailed manner.
那前面的七天重在认识。
So the first 7 days concerning knowledge.
那再下去就给我们看见那个经历了。
And then in the following 7 days, we see the experience.
一面有真理。
We have the truth.
那一面有经历。
On the other hand, we experience.
感谢主，十字架给我们真理。
The cross gave us that truth.
圣灵给我们经历。
The Holy Spirit has given us that experience.
所以现在我们清楚了。
So we are now clear.
为着从伯大尼到伯大尼。
From Bethany to Bethany.
在新造里面。
In the new creation.
一切都做好了。
Everything was complete.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这个是和旧创世纪里面的旧造是遥遥相对的。
This is quite completely different to the new, to the old creation.
那我想，我们有了这些概念以后
，But we have these thoughts.
我们就更清楚。
We can be clearer.
我们知道的确有个轨迹。
We know that there is a pathway.
是里面生命成长的轨迹。
It's a pathway for the growth of inner life.
你要看见从开花到结果。
We see from bearing fruits, bearing flowers to fruit.
从七天大概给我们看开花到结果大概怎么一回事。
And the first 7 days show us the outline of what that is.
那下面圣灵就更清楚给我们启示了。
But then later on, the Holy Spirit is given an even clearer explanation.
到十三章以后，主就把他心事告诉我们。
And then after chapter 13, the Lord show us His heart desire.
他既然爱我们到底。
Since He loves us.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
他就差求父另外差遣一位保惠师。
He asked Father to send us another comforter.
他来了就是我来了。
He come is like He.
他在你们里面就是我在你们里面。
He live in us just like the Lord live in us.
他没有离开我们。
He never depart from us.
从第一天到现在。
From the first day until now.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们讲永远的爱。
Today we talk about.
有的讲的太 sentimental, 太矫情。
Love forever, we say it is too sentimental.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
主的爱是永远的爱。
The love of the Lord is forever.
主说到一定做到的。
The Lord said it, He will do it.
主说到底就是到底。
He said, you love us to the end, He will love us to the end.
当你看见这七天的时候。
When you see that 7 days.
你看见整个旧恩有个部署的。
We can see that the new creation, the creation.
Arrangement.
There's arrangement.
那在整个的部署里面，你看见神的智慧。
In the whole arrangement, you can see the wisdom of God.
最后的结果是什么
？What is the last result?
让我们能够从开花到结果。
That we can see from flowering to bearing fruit.
从伯大尼到伯大尼。
From Bethany to Bethany.
所以，但愿圣灵把今天晚上的话 印在我们的深处。
May the Holy Spirit imprint these words in our hearts.
我们有个简单祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们再把这些话交在你的手。
Lord, again we commit these words into your hands.
人最多只能在外面说。
We can only say many words outwardly.
但是我们求你在人的里面说话。
But may you speak to the man, to people in their hearts.
但是很多人生下来就是为着今天晚上。
May many people be born for tonight.
很多人好像就是为着今天晚上听见你的话。
To hear your word.
我们蒙恩得救许久了。
We have been saved for many years.
我们还是在黑暗里面。
We are still in darkness.
但主，你借着你的话开我们的眼。
But through your word, you open our eyes.
给我们看见新造的荣耀。
That we can see the glory of the new creation.
所有在基督里面的人都是新造的。
Everyone in Christ is the new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的。
The old has passed. Behold, the new has come.
我们把荣耀爱戴都归给你。
We give you glory and praise.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus Christ's victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.